Hello, hello, happy new year. I am so excited. It's 2020. We are in a new decade. And to celebrate, I'm actually going to be on YouTube every single day for the next 365 days. Yeah, I know that's a lot, right? It's kind of in one way a little bit overwhelming, but in another way it's not, because I'm kind of like feeling that I want to stay in touch and I want to talk about issues and things. And I think that this is the platform that is going to suit my website the best and embed, of course, the videos into it. I can send it out in a newsletter, and this is just why basically I'm choosing it. It's not like I have a huge following on YouTube. Most of my following is in other places where I've been for the last few years, but I know it's going to grow. And that's not at the end of the day what I really want. What I really want is just to post the videos somewhere where everybody can access them and everybody can see them. You don't have to be a member of that social media page to be able to see them, like on Instagram. That's been one of the things I've been facing over the last 6 months. So, in anyways, happy new year. And I'm really super, super excited about the goals. And you know what? To celebrate the new year, I thought I would do this episode on decluttering your life because it's good to have a fresh start. And a couple of the ways that I always declutter are as follows. One, I mean, the obvious thing is to go through your house, right? Clean it up. Just really give it a great clean. I always find that rearranging the furniture does a big thing for that, you know, because when you rearrange, you find dust and all kinds of dirt in places that you didn't realize actually existed. So I'm going to be doing that a lot over this week. Another big thing is decluttering your digital space. Now, I know this is a controversial topic, and I know a lot of people who follow me will probably be afraid because I am going to be unfollowing a lot of accounts. And the reason why is because I want to keep track of the people who actually show up for me. So I've decided to only follow the people who comment on my social media pages and the ones that are there more often. And I'm going to do that by every time I see a comment, I'm going to make sure I'm following the people that are commenting. But I'm also going to be unfollowing, using different apps and stuff, any accounts that I see that are contributing to digital clutter when I check my news feed, things that I don't want to see. Of course, there's going to be a lot that I do want to see, and there'll be some accounts that I'll keep that, you know, of course, they're not going to respond to me or comment on my stuff because they're too big, but I do want to see their stuff. So those are going to be whitelisted, and it's just part of cleaning up my news feed and seeing in my news feed things that inspire me the most. Like on, I have different pages, especially on Instagram. I have one for my work page that's like more inspirational and daily thoughts. And that's where I connect a lot with the artists that I'm in touch with and a lot of my clients and people that I work with in business. So I want to see them in my news feed there. But then I have an artist page. And the reason why I have an artist page is because when I check the news feed of my artist page, I want only things that will really inspire me. So I'm only following accounts on that page that will inspire me to do or make more art. And I did it this way because there was really no clear way of separating the two other than just having a dedicated account. It worked out really well. On Twitter, I make lists of people. So if I just want to see the creatives, then I just go to my list and I check that news feed. And that has been amazing. I really wish that they would get that kind of a system on Instagram. But until then, I'll have multiple accounts just to keep everything straight. I'm going to be going through my phones. That's a big thing. Taking off all those extra files and just, you know, decluttering everything, simplifying everything so that when I go to make a video, it's not telling me you have no more space. Literally, I get that all the time. I know it's really tough having so much video and so many photos of yourself in your phone. So I'll be uploading a lot of the ones that I do want to save to like a Google save account so that I have access to them from different devices, but I'm definitely going to get them off my phone so I can start fresh. So these are little things that I do at the beginning of the year, and I thought I would mention it because clearing your digital space and giving you just room to breathe is huge. I also noticed that my calendar needs cleaning, so things that I dedicated time to in the past are going to be deleted. And a whole new slate is going to be there, only adding in things that are really important to either goal setting or achieving something that I'm trying to get done that day. And it's going to be as simple as possible. Like, literally, I'm not going to list every little thing because it's overwhelming. And that might end up on a separate checklist just so that I have reminders. But at the end of the day, what my calendar looks like right now is things like the best times of day to post, which are for social media, and like basic things that I have to get done, like the tasks that I have to do every Wednesday or the task that I have to do every Thursday. And what do I do on the weekends to keep everything moving and in motion? And they're going to be kind of like big highlights. So no more than 3 to 6 items on each day, even though I do know that I do a lot more than 3 to 6 items on every day. But these on this calendar are just going to be highlighted the basics, the things that if I get up in the morning, I can get those done. And if I need to take a personal day, as long as that's done, I'm good. I can go take a personal day, or I can decide to do art that day. I just want to make sure that I get my basics, my needs, the things that move forward, the things for work that absolutely have to be taken care of as a priority. First done at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. whenever I wake, and then the rest of the day I can pretty much dedicate to family, look after my mom, look after myself, go do yoga, get things finished and get things arranged, and also attack some of those personal projects that I have in store, like these daily videos. So I hope you guys will take some inspiration from this and, get on board with your life and find ways to make it more exciting, find ways to make this a really great journey because we have a whole new decade ahead. And aside from decluttering, the space is yours to create whatever you want. The space is yours. You can decide what you're going to do with it. You can decide how you're going to live. You can make the decisions on who you want and you want to have in your life. And you should, because life is short. I just went through a whole list this morning of the people who passed away this last year, and it was insanely big. And the average person died anywhere from 80 to 90. So if you look at that span, you realize that you don't have a long, long time. Sure, 100 years is big, but you're probably halfway through right now. So, how are you going to use this next decade to make a huge difference in your life, your feeling of well-being, your health, and your happiness? Stay inspired and come join me on YouTube at Jacqueline Jacks. I hope to see you later today because today's the first video of my 365-day creative journey. This is going to be interesting. I love you guys. Bye.